Welcome to the Divine Feminine CEO. I'm your host, Rachel Lowenhertz, and this podcast is your portal into yourself, your place in the world, and how you desire to show up as you. This is a place for you to be sovereign, to make change, to master your destiny, and create a life that's crazy aligned with who you're meant to be. But who is that? And how do you manifest her? Enter, my love, and discover. Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's Uncorporate Live. Oh, now that I'm looking at the video, you're going to have a hard time seeing this little graphic. Let me scoot it a little. Okay, hopefully that's a little better. I'll shift when we get to that part. Well, I am so excited about today's live, and we'll give everyone a minute or so to join because I don't want you to miss what we are talking about, because today we are going to be exploring three key, super important trends to follow in 2021 as an entrepreneur. Now, what is a trend? A trend is a shift. It's something big that's happening in the world or in the market that people are starting to jump on, they're starting to do. And often trends are really different from something that's come before. That's why we call them out as a trend. If they were always the same, they wouldn't be notable for us. And the reason that I love to explore trends at this part of the year, especially this year, especially after 2020 and all of the changes that we experienced, is that trends are a foundational, super important way to build your products, craft your marketing, because they're all about what people need in the here and now. Because as we know, the only constant in life is change. And unless we are dynamically adapting to those changes, we can't succeed in our business. And we saw this a lot in 2020. So today we're going to be exploring three of the biggest trends that have shifted over the course of 2020 and are now really coming to life in 2021. And when I was in the corporate world, I would do this every year. I've continued to do it every year as an entrepreneur. And I usually did it for a product marketing function, which is all about figuring out what to sell and how to sell it, because it's all about understanding your people. And I remember 6 or 7 years ago, when I was working for a big tech company, one of the trends that was coming up was around apps like Instagram providing these professional capabilities to amateurs. So at the time, it was groundbreaking that Instagram could allow anybody with a smartphone to essentially be a professional photographer. That was a big, big deal. Well, today, we don't consider that to be a trend anymore because it's table stakes. It's the norm. Everybody's on Instagram, and there are 1,000 other apps out there that provide those professional capabilities. But at the time, it was groundbreaking. And the companies that did really, really well in that year also addressed that trend, because suddenly everyone in the market was like, wait a minute, you mean I can be a professional with my smartphone? Well, that's what I want with everything. So, the trends that I'm seeing coming up for this year, and let me shift this a little bit so you can see this graphic, are community, they are sustainability, and they're change making. And we're gonna go really deep into what each of these means and how you can actually apply this as an entrepreneur. Because these are big, big shifts from 2020. And, you know, we all know why COVID happened. The way that we lived, the ways that we worked changed radically, almost overnight for so many of us. And usually our trends for the year aren't quite so different in such a pronounced way, because there hasn't been as much change in the world. But this year it was like we were all in this pressure cooker, which meant there was a lot of change, which means some really interesting and exciting trends for this year. So let's go into the first one. And you've heard me talk about this before, but in 2021, community is queen. It is queen or king, depending on which you identify with. And there are a few different reasons for that, but the biggest and the most obvious one is that we're all tired of being alone. We've been isolated at home. We're not in groups the way that we normally are. And as human animals, we are not engineered to be alone. So community is so important. Now, community exploded in the business world in 2020. And if you're watching this, you're probably quite well aware that a lot of entrepreneurs started marketing through Facebook groups, building proprietary communities that they nurtured and owned in 2020. This is a way that people made a lot of money. But guess what? Now everybody's doing it. People caught on to the fact that, hey, people actually like to be in a group. They actually like to build a relationship with you and they want something more authentic. So the trend for this year, that's one of my favorite ones, is that in 2020, people tended to build communities around what united us on paper. So things like common interests, shared characteristics. You might have joined a marketing group that was about getting more clients. And there's nothing wrong with that. It was very successful last year. But again, now everybody's doing it. Now there are 300 Facebook groups that are all about marketing and getting new clients. So in 2021, how do you stand out in the context of community? And what I love about this trend is that the type of community that we needed changed over the course of 2020. And in 2021, successful communities will be built around what we share on the inside, not just what we share on the outside. And that's what I see as the biggest, most significant shift for this calendar year, because when we think about the services that we offer, the products that we sell, the words that we use when we're selling them, we can't just talk about the stuff on paper. We can't just talk about making money, losing the pounds, whatever your business focuses on. We actually have to be talking about what unites us on the inside, because it's the only way that you're going to stand out in 2021, and it's also what your people are now looking for. Because yes, we've been connecting on Zoom all through the course of 2020, and that's great. So why do we still feel lonely? Well, the reason for that is that we're not really trained to share what truly unites us on the inside. That's where we get into this vulnerability, this authenticity, and the fact is that that's what people want to see in 2021. They want to see you as a human because they know that they're a human, and let's be honest, people experienced a lot of pain this year. 2020 was a very painful year of shift and transformation. We're almost at the point of coming out of that in 2021, but people are more connected with their emotions now. So when you think about building that community, community by itself is not a new thing. It's not a new trend. And lots of people have leveraged it. What's going to be different about this year is how you build your communities, how you nurture those relationships, and why people decide to identify with you. Because that's what keeps them in your community long-term. And as a business owner, we all know that means more profit for you, but also more fulfillment and more meaningful success. So here's the challenge this year, and this is what I'm hearing from quite a few people. When we think about building authentic community, we have to show up as who we really are. And there's vulnerability involved. And frankly, that is scary for a lot of people right now. And I have been hearing from the people that I work with that they're scared to post on Facebook. They're scared to build communities because right now there's so much divisiveness out there. So in a world where there's so much polarity and so much negativity is being aired on social, how do we show up as leaders to create communities that actually unite us? And that's where getting to the depths, getting to the stuff that's really inside is so important, because when we're able to get past just what we share on the surface, whether that's our demographics, whether it's what we do for business, whether it's what we're interested in, those things are topical. But it's also easy to feel very separate. You know, oh, I don't look like you, so we must not share anything in common. Oh, I'm not as successful as you. I'm not making that level of money, so I guess I don't belong in this group. When you get below those layers, you realize that we all share most of the same basic emotions. There's a lot more that unites us than divides us. And so communities that are going to succeed in 2021 will focus on that. They will focus on the deep emotions, those fundamental needs to feel safe, to feel seen, to feel nurtured. And that's what will build really, really strong communities that will drive your business. So when we think about community, you know, and this idea of uniting, these are diverse communities that we're talking about. I mean, we have so much diversity, so much acceptance for what makes us unique today. And our job as entrepreneurs in 2021 is really to take that diversity and unite us with what we share. Because it's only then that we're able to weave together all of that strength, which is going to be really, really powerful this year. So if you need proof, if you're like, yeah, Rachel, okay, I hear what you're saying, but I'm not sure that I really believe that, you know, a community is the way that I need to go. Just look at the platforms that became really popular this year. Clubhouse, you know, we're seeing everywhere. Mighty Networks became popular last year. TikTok gained traction. There are a lot of new platforms that are popping up to try to address this need. In my opinion, nobody's doing it really well yet. But we're still in the early stages of this. So we're going to start to see more innovation, and the more that you can leverage that in your business, the more successful you're going to be. So my actionable tip for you today is simply to start getting to know the people you serve, getting to know them really, really deeply. So, you know, if you're running a weight loss program, what do your people share beyond just needing to lose weight? What's happening with them at the emotional level? And where is that shared? Because I think you'll find that when you peel away those layers, whether someone's really fit or just at the beginning of their fitness journey, they probably share the same emotions, the same desires, and the same limiting beliefs that are inside. And that's very powerful for you as you build your community. Okay, so this second trend here is around sustainability. Now, what does sustainability mean? Because we hear this in lots of different contexts. So, of course, there's sustainability when it comes to the planet, the environment. Oh, I'm so glad you're enjoying that, Camille. Yeah, you know, so sustainability, we've talked about this for a while. You know, everybody knows about global warming, climate change, recycling. These are all things that are sustainable for the earth. But the trend that I'm starting to see for 2021 is less about what's happening to the planet and more what's happening inside of us. Though, of course, that has a big impact on the planet, and we'll talk about that in a moment, because if we learned anything from 2020, it's that the ways that we're living and the ways that we're working, they're just not working anymore. You know, I have been seeing a lot of chatter, specifically in the corporate world, around moms leaving, about women who are leaving their corporate jobs, high-paying jobs, smart, ambitious women, because they have to do childcare at home. I get that. I was there in early 2020. And the sad thing is that most of these companies have not yet caught up with their policies to support working parents. And that's just one example. You know, we could think of 10 more examples of how the ways that we've been living and working aren't truly supportive to us. It's why we're always stuck on this linear model of point A to point B without thinking about this rounder context in this wheel of transformation that we live in life. And it's a recipe for burnout. It's why so many of us get burnt out, whether we're in the corporate world or we're on our own as entrepreneurs. We've been living in this hustle culture, and we still saw a lot of that in 2020. And, you know, it was an interesting year because we saw this mass exodus from the corporate world. People began to start their own businesses. But, you know, a lot of them were still burning out while doing it. But it was necessary for survival. It's what we had to do to survive. But now that we're starting to find a little bit more equilibrium, people are starting to look a little bit more critically at what's working for them and what's not. So we talked about community as this first trend. You know, we've been focusing on this culture of achievement over community. And that's where we get away from the sustainability piece. So as we start to see the rise of connected communities, of authentic communities, that ties into this second theme here, because we do better, we are more nurtured, and we are more successful when we do that from a place of support. So we've seen a shift towards environmental sustainability among a lot of companies over the past couple of years. I wear a lot of clothes from Athleta. I like their workout pants. And what's been interesting, they're owned by Gap. And just in the last year or so, they've started putting on their website whether their leggings are sustainably produced or not. And they have a sustainable section. I follow this blog called The Mom Edit, which is all about like dressing as a mom and mom style. And they now have a section for sustainability, sustainably produced clothing. Again, these things did not exist a year ago. So while environmental sustainability may have been the trend that started to become present in 2020, in 2021, we're going to start to bring that internally. Because all of those moms that are out of the workforce now, do we really think they're going back to corporate when they get their vaccines and their kids are back in school? My guess is not. Some of them will, but a lot of them are just done because those systems weren't working for them. They weren't sustainable for them. We'll talk about how that ties into change making in a moment. But for many, We've had our eyes opened to, hey, this isn't sustainable, but what is for me? So your action today is to take a critical look at the rhythms that are driving your business. Ask yourself, do you run your business around rhythms? If so, what are they? And if you don't, create some. Because again, we are not meant to operate on a linear model. That's what's locked us into this mentality of hustle and this feeling of constant burnout, of always running on that hamster wheel, whether it's a hamster wheel of content creation or sales or marketing or simply service. We aren't baking in those breaks. And when we don't allow ourselves to rest, we end up running our entire life and our business in a way that isn't sustainable for the earth either, because we aren't resting with the natural rhythms of the earth. And you've heard me talk about this before. I will talk about it again, but the earth cycles, the moon cycles. There is scientific research showing that our bodies respond to the moon. There are clinical studies done showing how people's sleep patterns change around the moon. The tides change around the moon. It's crazy for us to think that we don't also respond to these rhythms, but that's not baked into the way that we work. So for example, we're about 2 days away from the new moon right now, and I'll be honest, I'm feeling tired today. My energy is not where it normally is, but I'm honoring that because I know that we're coming up on the new moon. And so I'm allowing myself to do less this week and to take that few days where I am a little bit more depleted, because that's natural. And if I fight that, if I try to do the same that I normally would, I'm going to come out this moon cycle feeling really depleted and really burnt out. But when I honor that and I'm able to lean into the rest, I'm able to emerge into that next cycle with that energy. And so when we think about this theme of sustainability, it's not just how we're producing consumer goods. It's not just how we're taking care of our planet. It's also largely how you're taking care of yourself. And I'm starting to see an awakening to this in 2021 that's very exciting, because people have realized what we were doing in 2019, what we did in 2020, it has to change because it's not working anymore. And I think that we're going to see this on the corporate level. We will also see it for entrepreneurs. And the edge that you have as a small business owner is that you can respond quickly to this. You can implement this in your own business. You can also do it for your customers, because this is what people are hungry for in 2021. So that brings us to our third theme, which is all about change making, changing the world. And this is an exciting one, because now more than ever, people are looking at the world and they see what they don't like. They see the problems. I mean, we lived those problems in 2020. And the beautiful thing is that we're all ready to do something about it. So as a consumer, you know, I talked about in the context of sustainability, businesses who actually make physical products are starting to market to this because they know that that's where their consumers want to put their cash. People want to buy workout pants that are sustainably produced and have a low environmental impact. They want that, so we're marketing to it. Why do they want it? Well, they want it because they want to change the world. They want to change these ways of working and living that haven't been working for them. We don't want to buy products that are harmful to the earth, so we're looking to give our money, to give our time to companies that are going to change that paradigm. And that is incredibly powerful for you as a business owner, because if you can start to get to the level of what is it that my people want to see change in the world, and then you can design your offerings and your messaging to address that, well, it's a much easier sell, because it feels much better to buy something that you feel supports something bigger than just you, bigger than just the product that you're purchasing. That makes people feel good. You know, it's kind of like giving. When you look at the science behind giving a gift versus receiving a gift, you actually get more happy hormones, endorphins, when you give and when you watch someone else receive. It feels good to do things that are good. Andy, I'm so glad that this is thought-provoking for you. And it's just fascinating, because when you look at the science, I mean, there's scientific proof. We feel good when we do good things. It's why, you know, volunteering is good for us as well as the people that we help. And so when we think about our consumers, well, they want to feel good too. And while consumption, you know, mindless consumption, just buying something might have felt good in 2019, people aren't there anymore. Minimalism is more of a trend. People want to put their time and their money where it matters for them, where it brings them true value and true meaning. So when they're looking for businesses, they're looking for ones whose purpose aligns with their values. So start asking yourself, what are my customers' values? They want businesses that stand for meaning, not just for money. So, you know, when I look at my space, the business coaching space, yes, there are people who make a lot of money. And when I started my business, I made a lot of money. But that's not what I talk about most in my marketing, because I'm aware that in 2021, people don't just want to make money. They want to feel good while doing it, and they want their money to stand for something, not just the cash. They want it to stand for impact. They want it to stand for change and for fulfillment. So ultimately, your customers, they're looking for companies that are trying to change the world, whether that's in a big way or a small way. So don't get overwhelmed by this idea of, wow, I have to leverage this trend of changing the world. I can't change the world. Well, you can. And sometimes changing the world just means changing one person. And that's okay, especially if you're just starting out. It's the way that you bake that into your offerings and your messaging that is going to help you stand out in 2021. And that's why I'm calling this out as a key trend, because it really is quite different than what we've seen before. You know, messaging around make a lot of money was very successful in 2019, even in 2020. It's not what's going to help you differentiate in 2021 if that's the space that you're in. You know, think about a weight loss program. Lose 30 pounds in 30 days. That might have worked really well a few years ago, but now people want something more. They want to get to the depth of transform the way you view yourself inside and out. They want to stand for something bigger. So I want to remind you that whether you are a Fortune 100 company, you have a thriving tech startup, or you're just a solopreneur right now, your presence is enough. Your intention is enough. Simply showing up with the intention to cause change, with a presence that is there to create change, that is enough, because that vibration will be felt by your audience and by the world. And that's part of, you know, we'll talk about manifestation another day, but that's really the essence of it, is that when you're able to show up with that presence and vibration, you create the ripples that you desire to see. So presence, really all that means is showing up with an open heart and an open mind. An intention is simply just the desire to change the world. And I'm willing to bet that you already have both of those today. So my directive to you is to amplify that. Talk about it. Be vocal about the change that you want to see, because your people will respond to that. I promise they will, because that's what they're looking for this year. So to get deeper into this, what you can do tactically today to get into this change making is ask yourself, when you think about the big picture, this macro level world that your business operates in, what is the big picture change that you want to see with your business? What is the big picture macro level change that you want to create? Another way to get to this is, when you look at the world, what is not okay with you? What's not okay with you? What would your perfect world look like? How would you change it? That is where you get into your unique flavor of change making. And that can look like anything from, I want to help people eat more plant-based dinners because I know it's good for the environment, to I want to help women look at themselves with joy and with appreciation rather than with judgment. Or it could be, you know, I want to change the entire system. And that's okay too. But again, that's what people are looking for this year. They're looking for the depth. They're looking for your purpose, your presence, and your intention, because that's where they want to give their dollars this year. And when we go back to our first trend, which is all about building community around what unites us on the inside rather than the outside, well, that ties in so strongly to change making, because when you are able to stand for something that is bigger than just you, that's what your community will flock to. That's what they'll want to keep coming back for, because when your business is bigger than them, when your business is about changing something that's important to the people that you serve, that's when they'll stay in your community and they'll engage with you. And that is what's going to help you differentiate in 2021 as a business. So to recap, I drew a little summary for you. We have our three themes that are community, sustainability, and change making. But when we look at, oops, let me shift this for you. When we look at how things actually shifted from 2020 to 2021, when it comes to community, communities that were successful used to be built around common goals, what people were trying to do. And that still works well to a degree. But people are looking for more depth in 2021. Right now, they're looking for common feelings, common fears, common desires, not just what they want to do, but how they want to do it and who they want to do it with, because we're in a place of not wanting to do this alone anymore. In 2020, hustle was still working. You could muscle your way to the goal. But then as some of our systems and our support started to break down, people have started to realize that that's not sustainable anymore. It's just not working for us. And so what they're looking for in 2021 is rest in whatever way that means to you. So if you're making a physical product, it's doing it in a way that allows the earth to rest and has a sustainable impact. If you are running a group coaching program, it's designing it in a way that people can get through it without burning out. Because if they get to the end feeling terrible, unable to sustain what you're telling them they need to do in their business, that's not effective. And so when it comes to change making in 2020, people were looking for leaders who had proven success within the system. So, oh, I'm marketing on Facebook. Look how I did it with my Facebook group. This is how you succeed within that system. But in 2021, people are actually looking for leaders and for businesses who are willing to change the system, completely change it, envision new ways of doing things that maybe sound counterintuitive compared to what we've been used to. And that could be a little scary for us as leaders, because it does put the onus on us to become visionaries, to think outside of the box, to not just look at the systems that we're already in and ask ourselves, well, how do I do well within this? But to really think critically about what's not okay with me in the world. What do I desire to change? Because remember, when you're able to get to that level of change making, addressing these other themes becomes much easier, particularly the one around community. Because your people, your audience, they're just that, they're people, they're humans. They want to feel good, they want to do good. And in order to do that, we have to get beyond just what's up here at the mental level. We have to get down into the heart, and we have to get down into the soul. And we have to do that on a macro level in the collective. And that means looking at the earth and figuring out, you know, what systems are working today, what's not working, and what do I need to change for my people? To go back to our weight loss example, you know, in the past, these crash diets where people would lose weight quickly were very effective. In 2021, people are not as attracted to that. So programs that focus more on lifestyle changes, permanence, support in a community so that once you lose that weight, you can actually keep it off because you're in a community that keeps you accountable and helps to co-create that future with you. That's what's going to be powerful, because people are tired of the quick fixes. We don't want a quick fix anymore. We don't want a Band-Aid. We want a permanent solution. And that's why I talk so much about building our businesses without burning out, because making a lot of money fast, well, that's the Band-Aid. That's the quick fix. And I can teach you how to do that. I mean, I've done it myself. But when you look at what programs designed to succeed within the system produce when it comes to sustainability, I've never seen somebody get to the end of one of those Band-Aid programs and not immediately burnt out. And that's true whether you're looking at weight loss and gaining that weight back as soon as you can eat that slice of cake again, or running your business and, you know, designing a launch system that works really well and makes you a lot of money the first time you do it, but is so exhausting that you just don't want to do it anymore because it's not fun and it's not sustainable. So that's where we get to come in as leaders, to really reimagine what should our world look like in 2021. So to recap, I'll show you my little images again. We're looking for community, authentic, deep community that stands for something bigger than just you and bigger than what your customers have been used to. We're looking for sustainability, which is baking in cycles of rest to your business and working in ways that don't burn you out, don't burn your customers out, and don't burn the earth out. And then lastly, we're looking at change making. Customers are really looking to support businesses that stand for something bigger than them, that are willing to change systems that aren't working for us anymore. And the more that you can address these three themes, the more that you're going to stand out in 2021. Now, that's not to say that you can't succeed with what was working in 2020. You can absolutely succeed doing what we were all doing last year. The problem is, and the beauty of leveraging trends, is that everyone has caught up. Everyone is doing that now. That's all table stakes. People expect you to work within that system. So to really differentiate, to really stand out this year, you have to be on the cutting edge. And that's where trends come in. And to be honest, most people won't address these because they're not comfortable. It's not comfortable to be on the leading edge. But that's why Instagram was so successful, because they were the first app to provide these professional level capabilities to amateurs. Be the Instagram this year, okay? Don't be the digital camera that, yes, still works well even today, but is that how most people take pictures? No, it's with their phones. And by change making, you ultimately will set the stage for what becomes mainstream. And that's the beauty of it, because when you are the first mover, you also get the greatest share of success and impact in that space. And that's where your name becomes known. So I hope you've enjoyed this today. I will make one quick ask of you before we sign off. And if you're just joining us now, go back and catch the beginning. We talked all about the three key trends that you need to address if you really want to differentiate your business in 2021. The ask that I will make, and I have a little gift to offer in return. So many of you have been so wonderful bringing new members into our community to hear this wisdom, to be part of this beautiful group of people that we're creating. And so I want to offer a little gift. I am not taking one-on-one coaching clients right now, so this is the only way to work with me one-on-one, which I think is pretty awesome. So for people who bring 5 new members into our community each month, I am going to give you a free 30-minute one-on-one coaching session, or wisdom session, as I like to call it. And I'm not offering these anywhere else. So this is my special gift to you to help grow this community, because I do believe so deeply in the power of community this year that I'm willing to offer this in exchange. So that's my gift to you. Please help us continue to grow the community. We have a lot of fun stuff that's coming down the pipeline over the next couple of weeks and couple of months, and I'll start to hint at that next week. But for now, go noodle on these key trends. How can your business go deeper with community, sustainability, and change making this year? Because it's how you're going to stand out from the crowd. Thanks for joining me on this journey to sanctity, sovereignty, and sustainability. You bring such joy to my soul, and I want to hear from you. You can tag me on Instagram at uncorporette, or email me anytime at rachel@uncorporette.com. I love to hear from you, and I create for you, so please reach out. And finally, if this episode was meaningful for you, please leave me a review. This is how others will find the podcast. And as you know, it's my mission to activate the divine feminine CEOs I know will change the world. You're one of them, my love. So thanks for being here.